Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, D. Fondi. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Terwilliger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. King picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on King. Mays goes all the way around to score. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is walked intentionally. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive towards the mound. Hearn catches it and throws to first to double up Mixes. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chee-Tee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Giel now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Mueller moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Paul Giel. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman pinch runs for Jim King. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Monzón covering, for the out. Merriman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing right field. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Chee-T strikes out. 1 out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hacker moves to second. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields the ball and throws to Monzon covering. Safe. Hacker moves to third. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Catt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker catches it. Terwilliger is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bolger. The throw from Catt and he is out, Terwilliger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Ramon Monzon. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 3 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Chee-T is called out on strikes. 1 out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Mays moves to second. 1 out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Catt hits a pop-up towards third. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Harris pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chi-T for a passed ball. Harris moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 4 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.